You're listening to Spiritual Warfare at allaboutfollowingjesus.org. Spiritual warfare exists in the unseen, supernatural dimension where God is all-powerful and Satan is in revolt. As any Christian soon discovers, although spiritual warfare is unseen, it's absolutely real. The Bible speaks of spiritual warfare in many places, but most directly in Ephesians 6:12, where Paul speaks of putting on the full armor of God. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Spiritual warfare is an image that many of us would rather reject. However, since the Bible uses terms of warfare, it's best that we accept God's imagery so that we're properly prepared for the real battle. As Christians, we're going through more than a mere struggle on earth. It seems that war imagery captures this reality better than anything else. Since it's warfare, God instructs Christians to use a very specific set of armor and weapons in Ephesians 6:14 through 18. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, where you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit. God's list of weaponry is rather unique. These are weapons of peace. Throughout the Bible, you'll find examples of God's weaponry in action. For instance, King Jehoshaphat sent out praise singers in front of his soldiers to cause disarray among the enemy. Joshua used singing and trumpets to bring down the city of Jericho. And what better example of using faith in battle than David fighting Goliath with a slingshot? Of course, the lesson in all these examples, as in all spiritual warfare today, is that it's only God that allows us to claim victory over evil. Spiritual warfare is a reality of the Christian life, but remember, we know the ending. Our side wins. Since the devil is already lost, he has nothing to lose in trying to take as many people with him in defeat. Therefore, as Paul teaches the Ephesians in chapter 6, verses 10 and 11, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." You've just heard Spiritual Warfare at allaboutfollowingjesus.org.